Wherefore, defenseless are you, O man, every one who is judging. For in what you are judging another, you are condemning yourself. For you who are judging are committing the same things. Now we are aware that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who are committing such things. Yet are you reckoning on this, O man, who are judging those committing such things, and are doing the same, that you will be escaping the judgment of God? Or are you despising the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, being ignorant that the kindness of God is leading you to repentance? Yet, in accord with your hardness and unrepentant heart, you are hoarding for yourself indignation in the day of indignation and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will be paying each one in accord with his acts. To those, indeed, who by endurance in good acts are seeking glory and honor and incorruption, life aeonian. Yet to those of faction, and stubborn indeed as to the truth, yet persuaded to injustice, indignation and fury, affliction and distress on every human soul which is affecting evil, both of the Jew first and of the Greek. Yet glory and honor and peace to every worker of good, both to the Jew first and to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For whoever sinned without law also shall perish. And whoever sinned in law, through law will be judged. For not the listeners to law are just with God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For whenever they of the nations that have no law, by nature may be doing that which the law demands, these, having no law, are a law to themselves, who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying together, and their reckonings between one another, accusing or defending them, in the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity, according to my evangel, through Jesus Christ. Lo, you are being denominated a Jew, and are resting on law, and are boasting in God, and know the will, and are testing what things are of consequence, being instructed out of the law. Besides, you have confidence in yourself to be a guide of the blind, a light of those in darkness, a discipliner of the imprudent, a teacher of minors, having the form of knowledge and the truth in the law. You then, who are teaching another, are not teaching yourself. Who are heralding not to be stealing, you are stealing. Who are saying not to be committing adultery, you are committing adultery. Who are abominating idols, you are despoiling the sanctuary. Who are boasting in a law, through the transgression of the law, you are dishonoring God. For because of you, the name of God is being blasphemed among the nations, according as it is written. For circumcision indeed is benefiting if you should be putting law into practice. Yet if you should be a transgressor of law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If the uncircumcision then should be maintaining the just requirements of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? And the uncircumcision who, by nature, are discharging the law's demands shall be judging you, who through letter and circumcision are a transgressor of law. For not that which is apparent is the Jew, nor yet that which is apparent in flesh is circumcision, but that which is hidden is the Jew, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter, whose applause is not of men, but of God.